This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden asked the Congress for $40 billion to support Ukraine, replenish U.S. disaster aid, and bolster border security on Thursday. $13 billion of that will go for emergency defense aid to Ukraine, an additional $8 billion for humanitarian support through the end of the year. Also on Thursday, President Biden marked the one-year anniversary of an act which provided money to take care of U.S. veterans who were exposed to toxic chemicals from burn pits. The AP's Ed Donahue reports on that.
The PACT Act delivered the largest expansion of veterans' benefits in decades.
It's personal for my family, but it's also personal for so many of you.
Many soldiers were exposed to burn pits used to dispose of trash on military bases in Iraq and Afghanistan. The president says his son, Beau, lived about 400 yards from a large burn pit in Iraq.
The wastes of war, tires, poisonous chemicals, jet fuel, and so much more. Toxic smoke thick with poison spreads through the air and into the lungs of our troops.
Speaking in Utah, the president mentioned his son.
He went with the fittest guy in his unit and came home, and he came home but died of glioblastoma.
The president also pointed out the PACT Act cleared Congress with bipartisan support. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iran has moved five Americans from jail to house arrest, officials and family members said on Thursday. The first step of a delicate deal that would unfreeze billions of dollars in Iranian funds and allow the prisoners to leave the Islamic Republic. Progress on the prisoners, one of them detained for nearly 8 years, comes after quiet, exhaustive diplomatic talks between the longtime adversaries. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday voiced support for efforts of the West African bloc, ECOWAS, on Niger, without explicitly backing its call at the summit for military intervention. The summit, held in Abuja, activated a standby military force for Niger on Thursday. The United States has in recent days cautioned that military force should be only a last resort, and that diplomacy was the best way to resolve the crisis. The wildfires on the U.S. Hawaiian island of Maui have killed at least 36 people, but now we're hearing from the governor of Hawaii that that number, the number of dead, is expected to go up significantly. He made the comment while being interviewed on CNN. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is doubling the chances for a nasty Atlantic hurricane season. Matthew Rosenkranz is the lead hurricane season forecaster with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center.
This year, the changes typically associated with El Nino appear to be emerging a bit later than initially anticipated. So the season could have more activity than foreseen in the May outlook.
Private space company Virgin Galactic rocketed to the edge of space with its first space tourists Thursday, including a former British Olympian who bought his ticket 18 years ago. Also on board, a mother-daughter duo from the Caribbean. They won their spot in a contest. The space plane glided back to a runway, landing on the U.S. state of New Mexico in the desert at what they call Spaceport America, after a brief flight that gave passengers a few minutes of what it feels like to be weightless. Space tourist and British Olympic canoeist John Goodwin described the experience.
A completely surreal experience, but the most impressive thing was looking at Earth from space. Just the pure clarity, the pure, was very moving.
Oh my gosh.
Quite surreal. And without a doubt, the most exciting day of my life.
The first private customer flight had been delayed for years. Its success means Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic now starts offering monthly rides, joining Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin and Elon Musk's SpaceX in the space tourism business. Tickets, by the way, $450,000 a seat. More information on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott.